The inspiration of the company is directly proportionate to how vivid the vision is and how clear and articulate the statement is of what you're committed to. If somebody was to ask somebody, tell me where you're going with the company, if the person hesitates and cannot see it clearly and articulate it clearly, then their leadership is not vivid and the purpose is not powerful and is not sound. So I know, I have spent almost 30 years on my mission statement. 30 years on my mission statement, which we read today. And it is something when I read, I can bring tears to my eyes. This is what I'm committed to. This is what I'm about. Each company provides a product, a service, or idea. I call it PSI. A product, a service, or idea. And they must be grateful to share this product, service, or idea. They must love and be grateful to share this product, service, or idea. If they are not grateful and do not love this product, service, or idea, then it's essential, if they want to grow their business, to be able to do so. It takes no effort for me to share from my heart what I love sharing most, my product, my service, or idea. It's my love. I don't need outside motivation to share it. A company that does not have that type of love and appreciation for their product, service, or idea will not explode and grow in business as much as they could if they did. So that leads me to gratitude for just a moment. It was Peter Lynch, who is a leader in the financial world in America at Wall Street, who's written numerous books, who said that he will not invest in a company unless he sees three things. Unless he sees gratitude in a company. People are grateful to work in this company. They can't wait to work in this company. They're grateful for this opportunity. They see vision. The leader's got a vision of where they're going. Where is it going? They see a 5-year, a 10-year, a 20-year, a vision for the company. And they see enthusiasm around the people. There's enthusiastic and energy around the company. Lots of energy. A lot of life force. When you're grateful, you fire the creative imagination. And instead of having editing, you have a flow of energy that permeates and allows your motor function, your body, to write almost flawlessly poetry. A company is no different. When it is inspired and grateful for the opportunity to bring its service to the world, then it has less editing, less hiring and firing, less redoing, less having to edit the company. So a sign that you have identified the real mission and real purpose of the company is a sign that you are grateful to get up in the morning and you can't wait to work on it. You can't wait to plan for it. You can't wait to share it. You're inspired by it. This is what you love. If this isn't here, just know that unless you are inspired to see your people and to serve them, they're not going to be inspired to get your service. The more inspired you are of bringing your service to the world, the more inspiring the world is in receiving it. It's a perfect reflection. The more clearer you are on what you're sharing, the more clear people are and what your message and what your product is. The world around you is a perfect reflection of the inner world, of the leader of the company. And the people around the company that work in the company are going to reflect the people that lead. So if the person at the top is not inspired, don't expect the people at the bottom to be inspired. I worked with a company in Melbourne, Australia, that is the largest lumber timber company in Australia. And they sell timber across part of Asia and Australia and New Zealand and many of the islands, Pacific Islands. And the gentleman who had been in the company had been for almost 40 years in this company and was starting to burn out and get bored with this company. And his company was going down. His market share was dropping. As a result of it, a friend of his asked if we could consult and spend a day together. And I will give you some of the tools I worked with him. But when I asked him about what's the mission and the vision of the company, he said, I don't know, I'm just letting it ride out until I retire. Now, what happens to a company if people are plateaued